One climber is dead and three others injured in an accident in a windstorm near the 20,000-foot summit of Denali. The climbers were part of a team that suffered a fall high on the mountain early Thursday. The group's guide and one client suffered frostbite but made it to a camp at 17,000 feet. National Park Service spokeswoman Maureen McLaughlin says 70-mile-an-hour winds kept rangers from launching a helicopter mission to rescue the other two climbers until 5 p.m. Thursday. McLaughlin says a climber who suffered a broken leg was picked up near the mountain's 19,500-foot level.
We used a short-haul rescue basket. So the individual was able to crawl into that basket and then was short-hauled down to the 7,200-foot base camp and put on an air ambulance for further medical care.
McLaughlin says the man suffered severe frostbite and hypothermia as well as the broken leg. She says the helicopter returned to get the other climber who was found unresponsive near the 18,000-foot level of Denali.
Ranger Kevin Wright was on the end of a short haul line and clipped into that individual, and he was short hauled down to base camp as well. And it was obvious at that point that that climber had succumbed to his injuries.
McLaughlin says the cause of death is unknown, but the climber did not appear to have suffered any trauma. She says the mountaineers spent 24 hours exposed to high winds and temperatures that dipped to minus 30 degrees. The names of the climbers are being withheld until their families are notified. APRN has confirmation from Mountain Trip Guides co-owner Todd Rutledge that the guide involved in the Denali accident is Dave Stahaley, an experienced climbing guide since 1979. Mountain Trip is based in Ophir, Colorado.
Dave is most likely the most experienced Denali guide working on the mountain today. He's been guiding on Denali since 1982 and has been a mentor to a lot of the guides that are employed nowadays.
Rutledge is on his way to Alaska at this hour. The death was the first on Denali this season. Another climber died in an ice fall on the nearby Ruth Glacier last month.